Good morning, BBF family. This is Bob Silva speaking to you about our church situation during this time of worldwide virus crisis. As you probably know by now, in order to be respectful to the requests of the health authorities and to do our part as Christ's witnesses in this world, the decision was made to suspend all church-related meeting activities for the time being. Going forward, church leadership will continue to produce on Sundays weekly announcements, worship music, prayer, and the sermon, all of which we will be putting online at the church website, which is www.bulkettibiblefellowship.com. How long will this situation last? At this point in time, only our God knows the answer to that. We are asking that everyone to please offer regular prayers for those who become sick, for our church family, and for our church. If you are wondering how to stay in contact with the church, please be aware that notices and updates will be posted on the BBF website. In addition, Pastor Brian, Jerry Gray, and I can also be contacted at any time. We will do our best to get back to you as soon as possible. What about those in our church who become sick? Please notify us immediately by email if someone in our BBF family becomes sick so we can add them to the list of those needing intercessory prayer. If you become sick, can't leave the house, and need groceries or something, Lee Gray and the care team are willing to assist. You can contact them from the church website. Under the Contact Us tab, you will find the care team email for your use. As this virus situation evolves, let us continue to remember and stay close to our Lord and Savior, who, as Hebrews 12 tells us, is the author and perfecter of our faith. Jesus is the rock that will sustain us in times of trial. We look forward to the day we can meet again as a church family. Take care, and may God bless you and your family.
Good morning. This is Tammy. I'd like to welcome all of you. I'm so glad that you're joining us to praise our God and to worship Him.
Y quiero decir a todos los que hablan español que el sermón también está disponible en el sitio de web y puede escuchar el sermón en español también.
The sermon is also available in Spanish if you would prefer to listen in Spanish. Praise God. There's also a Spanish handout también.
Las notas del sermón están disponibles para descargar.
Also, the lyrics to the songs in English are available. If you would like to pause and download the lyrics, then you can sing along with us and praise God with us.
Well, very good. Good morning, church family. I'm so glad to have you with us or have you tuning in online or listening to our audio recording. This is sure a strange way to do church, but we're so excited that we can do church, that we are set up to be able to do this, to continue to minister to our family, to connect with you guys. We're going to be continuing to put things on the website. We're going to be continuing to send things out through the weekly newsletter, MailChimp account that we have set up. And so if you or somebody you know is not set up to receive those, if you would have them contact me or contact Bob and we'll get them set up, because the weekly newsletter is going to be one of the primary ways that we're doing lots of this communication about what's going on and the variety of things that are obviously canceled. Bob and I are looking into ways to minister, ways to study, ways to kind of have roundtable discussions, and maybe a variety of ideas that the Lord's given us to still stay in contact and still minister to you. And so we'll be sharing how God's leading us there over the next couple of weeks with what we think He's going to have us do. So the point is, we're going to stay in contact. We're also looking into live streaming. We hope to do that pretty soon, get that up and running, so you can see us live on Sunday morning. You can see me standing up here talking and preaching to an empty room, mostly empty room anyway. So anyway, we're excited to have you with us this morning. I do believe God has some powerful things for us through this worship that He has planned, and through the sermon that He has planned, the way He's going to preach and teach through me. And so I do believe He's got a powerful word for us. And I believe that this is not to be taken lightly, this situation that we're in, where we're just kind of, maybe we're sitting at our desk or sitting in our bed, or maybe we're listening on our phone while we're doing something else. But I really do believe this is not inferior. We really can receive from God, and we really can worship Him with all of our being during this time. And so I just want to encourage you to really focus, not multitask. Don't try to do dishes while you're listening to this. I know Bob Silva has a really, really good voice. Did y'all hear that? It sounded so good. It's a professional radio voice. It's so soothing. I want to listen to this guy. Regardless, we really do believe God's going to use this and that God can use this, and so let's give him every opportunity. And so with that in mind, we do believe that God desires to begin our service and to begin our time this morning by speaking to us directly from his word, as we do every single week. And so if you could turn with me in your Bibles if you have them. And what a joy this is. You can pause and grab your Bible and find where we're at and unpause. It makes it so easy. But if not, just listen with me. This is Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25. I love this one. This is the Lord speaking, and he says, I am a he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Why don't you just think about that? It's such a profound passage, such a profound verse. He blots out our sins, blots out our transgressions, blots out our iniquities. Elsewhere, he tells us that he removes those transgressions as far as the east is from the west. And he says he won't remember our sins for his own namesake. He's going to glorify himself in forgiving us. He's going to glorify himself and magnify himself through the cross. Oh, how that does not make sense to us. And yet it does, because he's given us his spirit. And so, family, this is an incredible opportunity that we have, an incredible privilege that we have to experience this forgiveness and this blotting out that he speaks of in this verse. And so right now, I want you all to just, wherever you're at, bow your head, close your eyes, try to focus. This is a private time between you and your Heavenly Father, just the two of you. And I want you to ask him, say, Lord, is there anything in me, any wicked way in me? Is there any sin that I haven't dealt with, any unconfessed sin? Is there any unforgiveness, perhaps, that I'm harboring towards someone? Is there any sin or unforgiveness that I don't even know about? It's so buried, it's so deep, I've kind of hidden that, and I don't want to go there. If there's anything like that within us, Lord, would you reveal that to us now? Convict us, lead us, show us. And family, as he does this so perfectly, so gently, in the way that he does as our perfect Father, as he does this, just respond to him. Be quick to agree with him and respond to him and confess our sins. Because his word says that if we'll confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so, family, let's take just a moment of silence right now to do this privately between you and your Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for you. We are so grateful to be adopted into your family, to literally be sons and daughters of the Most High God, to be in the family of God. What a privilege it is. Mm-hmm. And the way that you accomplished that was you sent your one and only Son to die on the cross on our behalf. Every single one of us listening right now is wicked and sinful. Every single one of us is deserving of nothing more than eternal judgment, an eternity in hell separated from God. And yet, in your sovereign grace, in your immeasurable love for us, you sent your one and only Son to the cross for the purpose of bearing your judgment and wrath that you knew was due us, but he would step in and pay the penalty so that anyone who puts their faith and their trust in King Jesus can receive this blotting out that we spoke of, can receive this forgiveness, and then be restored into right relationship with you and spend an eternity with you. What an incredible privilege that is. And so, Lord Jesus, we are so grateful for you. We are so grateful for your giving of yourself, literally giving of yourself, and not just for us, but also for your own namesake. You glorified yourself in the way that you redeemed us. And we worship you for that. Lord Jesus, you are the reason we're here. You are the reason we're all gathered here. You are the reason we're all online listening. You are the reason that we even have a desire to worship you or spend time with you, see things the way you see them, be led by you, have a desire for your word. It's all because of you. And so we are here this morning to worship you. And even though we aren't all gathered in the church building right now, we are all gathered in spirit to worship you together, corporately as a church family, and we praise you for that. That's something only you can do. Mm-hmm. That's supernatural. And so, Lord Jesus, we do desire to officially dedicate this family gathering, this time of worship to you. It's all about you, and so I do pray now that you would enable us to worship you in a way that connects us with you, that enables us to receive from you, and in a way that is incredibly pleasing and honoring to you. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our call to worship is Psalm 32, verse 11. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous ones, and shout for joy, all you who are upright in heart. Let's do that, family, this morning. I encourage you, wherever you are, to really worship in full spirit and truth, uninhibited. You're not going to distract anyone in your home. I just encourage you, join us in full spirit and truth. Here we go.
Standing on the promises of God, standing.
Praise God. Just tell him, sing straight from your heart. Let's pray. Let's pray this song together. Here we go.
Please join us for the illumination prayer. Lord Jesus, open our hearts and our minds through the power of your Holy Spirit, so we may hear with joy what you wish to speak to us today. Help us to understand your teaching from your word, receive it as your portion for us, and apply it into our lives, so we may honor and please you. Amen.